Welcome to the podcast of Thousand Harbors Zen, featuring talks with Cohen France. This podcast is made possible by generous donations from our listeners. To contribute or to learn more about our community, please visit thousandharborszen.com.
A few days ago, I was sitting on the sofa with Tracy. It was late at night and the kids were asleep and we were watching TV. And I was too tired and I kept fading in and out. I don't know if she noticed, but I would be watching a scene and then I'd kind of pop back and we'd be in a completely different scene. It was okay. I knew I should go to bed, but I figured we'd go to the end. And at some point in this process, I had the dream that I've had 1,000 times. I drifted off and I was sitting on a chair and I was leaning back on the chair and the chair slipped out from under me. And I don't know how many times I've done this, but I woke up like this. And poor Tracy, of course, had no idea what was going on. I just kind of exploded. It's a funny moment every time because it goes very quickly from being a place of relaxation to being a place that's very intense and almost panicked. So I was thinking about it, and then I heard a reference, or I was reminded of a passage from Dogen's Zui Monki, which is the record that Kōen Ejō, his student, kept of things that Dogen said. And in it, Dogen talked about falling off a horse. And I wanted to read to you a little bit. One day, Dogen instructed, "The distinction between being brilliant or dull applies only when thorough aspiration has not yet been aroused. When a person falls from a horse, various thoughts arise before he hits the ground. When something occurs that is so serious that one's body may be damaged or one's life may be lost, no one will fail to put all their intellect to work. On such occasions, whether brilliant or dull, anyone will think and try to figure out what is best to do. Therefore, if you think you will die tonight or tomorrow, or that you are confronting a dreadful situation, encourage your aspiration and you will not fail to attain awakening. We are only alive now. Only if we learn the Buddha Dharma, earnestly wishing to attain awakening, will we be able to do so before dying." Now, the way that Dogen is framing this, as he often does, is at first he's wanting to talk about the idea of being brilliant or dull. And he mentions this a lot in the course of his career, to say that Zen is not about intellectual capacity. It's not about talent. It's about what you bring forth. And then he brings up this idea of falling from horse. And he says that when you fall from a horse, when something feels pressing and immediate and the stakes are high, you bring yourself to it completely. And in that bringing forth, it doesn't matter if you're someone of high capacity or low capacity, or if you are extremely intelligent or ordinary. It's the completeness of it. It's the totality of what you're delivering to that moment. It's the degree to which you're not holding back. And naturally, I think about where we are now first. For some people, perhaps especially for people on the front line, it may be very clear, this feeling of falling from the horse. The stakes may be very clear. The immediacy may be very clear. But for many people, probably for most people, that's not the way it is. There's an understanding that something is going on. There's an understanding that there's risk, but there's also a stability to that, a quietness to that. And, you know, I see lots of jokes online about how for those who are isolating at home, who are playing their role in that way, there's a, not a complacency, but there's a relaxing into that, so that more and more people are wearing pajamas 24 hours a day. And they know from polls that people are bathing less. And while some people are getting really into cooking and exploring that part of their lives in a really creative way, a lot of people are kind of just living off noodles. There's a capacity in a situation like this one where we're just supposed to stay where we are, for us to fall into something that doesn't feel so pressing, that doesn't feel so urgent, that doesn't necessarily feel like we need to show up for it 100%. Because why bother? And tomorrow it's going to be exactly the same again. And we know where this is going, that's false. Whether you're at home in your pajamas or you're in a hospital in the most dangerous moment of your life, we're always falling off that horse. Some of us know. Some of us have no idea. And then there are some of us who register on some level that there's a falling taking place, but that the fall is so far that it isn't so urgent. We can let the wind blow on us for a while. We can just drop and drop and drop and drop. What I love about this image of the horse is that, one, it's a short fall, right? If we envision this as a fall from a cliff or from a skyscraper, there's too much time to take it all in. This is a fall of a few feet. You have to respond. And in that response, in the time that you're given, which is a fraction of a second, there's really no chance that you're going to do it well, right? I've never seen someone fall beautifully off of a chair. It's awkward, right? And nowhere in what Dogen is saying is he offering anything fruitional. He doesn't say, oh, as you're falling from the horse, you draw on your Zen practice and your Zen training, and you put on the hat of equanimity, and then because you're a Zen person, you land just right. That's a totally different conversation. There's no expectation here that anything about this will be elegant or dignified or successful. It's simply about bringing up for you that feeling of being totally present to what's happening. We can fall, especially in Buddhism, into this trap of imagining that the spiritual life looks like equanimity, right? And then we apply that to this story of the horse, and we imagine that the Zen master falls from the horse with a smile on her face because everything's okay, right? That is not what's being offered here. It's not a question of what would you do. It's not a question of what is the best response. It's a question of to what degree do you respond? And the answer is totally. That's what this looks like. And in the moment that you're falling from the horse, and in this moment, whatever this moment is, you don't have time to work out all the options. You don't have time to get it just right. And you don't have time necessarily to take that breath that takes you to another place, because the urgency of your life is total, right? We can go into a very classical place with that, and we can say, well, the urgency is the fact that you're going to die, right? The urgency is that you're facing old age and sickness and death. That's one way. Or we can be broader, or we can just simply say that there is nothing but now. There is no preparation for the next. There's no redoing what just happened. And so in each moment, we have this awkwardness of only having what we have, of only being who we are, whether that's, you know, from an outside perspective, adequate or not. We have this. And so we bring 100% of this to now. I love this vision of the spiritual life. It's so messy. I think we don't have to see it as panicked, but there is a wide-eyed element of it. There's a feeling when we see the stark reality of our lives of, whoa! And then we forget about that. And we fall into something that feels safe. We fall into thinking that this is something we can pick up and put back down at our leisure. And then something happens, a loss or a risk. Someone close to us gets sick or we get injured, right? There's that moment where the car going in front of you almost hits you. And you remember you're falling off the horse. It hits you and you realign your priorities instantly. You see what is central and what is present, and you see what can fall away. And for a moment, you're in alignment with that. And then the risk falls away, or the loss is complete, or whatever it is. And we imagine that the falling is something that happened in the past. And then it happens again. The only way to prepare for that fall is to recognize that it is constant. To recognize that it is not a moment that happens once or twice or 10 times in your life, but that you have been falling off that horse since the moment you were born. You're falling right now. You can be that awake right now. That's, I think, a difficult ask in a way, because it sounds like it requires such energy. And in another way, it's such a simple ask, because it isn't asking you to be anyone. It's just inviting you to be completely present and alert and honest. Now and now and now and now. I need to be reminded of this. I'll stop there.
You have been listening to a Thousand Harbors Zen podcast. Please visit thousandharborszen.com.